I'm out at the Amherst Street Elementary School, polling place for Ward 3, just waiting for a voter to show up. Still waiting. Oh, here's maybe somebody.
It's a day to come out and vote, and I wouldn't miss it.
Lucille Cuddy of Nashua's Ward 3 leans her frail body on a walker as she takes a small step from the door. She says one issue in particular brought her to the polls.
The business issues, the jobs.
This North End ward of Nashua has 4,700 registered voters. Arthur Barrett is the town's moderator. He says that in the first 3 hours of the morning, about 150 people cast ballots.
It's lighter than anything you can imagine. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of awareness that there is an election today.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know what the reason is. I think people are more looking forward to the presidential election come November. And some people I've talked to in the last few days have indicated they didn't even know there was an election being held today.
What is it? What primary?
What primary?
Yeah.
You're not aware there's a primary today?
No,
really?
Yeah.
That's Marcus Francis White from Nashua, who is walking downtown. He says now that he's up to speed on today's events, he'll look up who's running and for what. Dirk Smith of Hollis goes to get a cup of coffee in Nashua's Railroad Square. He hasn't voted yet today and didn't know an election was underway.
I don't know when a date is for our next vote, but believe me, every time there's an opportunity to vote, I'm always there. I never miss it. I thought it was just a Nashua election today.
Smith wasn't the only resident in Hollis to miss the primary. Officials in Hollis say only 10 to 15% of the town's 5,500 registered voters showed up. Across the canal in Hudson, the polling center is lively with neighborly chatter. Nonetheless, the community center has seen better voting crowds. Town moderator Paul Inderbidson says Hudson has around 14,000 registered voters, but he doesn't expect to see most of them today.
The state sent us ballots, and they sent us about 3,500 Republican ballots and about 2,000 Democratic ballots, so we don't usually go over their numbers, so I'm sure it's going to be a light turnout.
Inderbidson says there's not a lot of controversy in this primary. But some Hudson voters, like Susan Wilson, see it otherwise.
Very concerned about jobs, very, very concerned about jobs, and medical care. And I just pray that this time we'll do it right.
Secretary of State Bill Gardner anticipates around a 21% voter turnout. That's a far cry from the razzle-dazzle of participation state officials can expect in November. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.